Hoosiers have an estimated $2.2 billion of medical debt in collections, with even more on payment plans and credit cards. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Abigail Ruman reports a proposal to introduce consumer protections against medical debt collections failed to advance in the Senate.
Among other things, the bill would have placed limits on wage garnishment and liens on a primary residence as a result of medical debt, but only for households that make under 250% of the federal poverty line. The Senate Health Committee approved the bill unanimously, but in the full Senate, two lawmakers from that committee said the bill went too far and didn't have any limits. The bill's author, Senator Fatty Quadora, says people have lost their life savings to medical debt.
People did everything right in their lives. It's not their fault or their sin that they became cancer patients or that their insurance didn't cover things.
The Senate did not advance the bill despite support from the chair of the Health Committee. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Abigail Ruman.